A number of people in the renewable energy sector in Barbados are hard at work on a new vehicle aimed at giving Barbadians a stake in this emerging sector. Aidan Rogers of the Barbados Renewable Energy Association explains that it is coming in the form of a new type of cooperative.
What that means is that rather than allowing average Barbadians, as some 25 to almost 3,000 have managed to do, to invest in photovoltaic systems on their homes, we want to provide an opportunity where Barbadians can pool their resources into a strategic investment opportunity where the person with $1,000 or $500 or $200 can purchase shares, and regardless of whatever means they have, they can pool those resources as a collective to have some sort of return provided to them in the renewable energy sector. There's this notion that alternative energy investments are onerous in terms of cost and price. What this co-op is seeking to do is to provide a vehicle where average Barbadians can pool their resources, as thousands of them have done, in fact, hundreds of thousands of them have done, by investing in respective co-ops, whether it's agricultural co-ops, whether it's the teachers' co-ops, whether it's the electric light and power companies' co-ops, whether it's the credit unions. What this co-op is centrally focused on doing is providing an opportunity where Barbadians can say, if I want to invest in this sector and I feel I can't do it on my own, this co-op would provide an opportunity where I can purchase shares, place funds in this co-op, and I can secure a return. Now, how will this be done? The rationale on doing this would be based on the fact that there will be large investments taking place in the renewable energy sector in the next 3 to 4 years as we try to approach the 2030 target. What will happen is that the investment landscape will change fundamentally somewhat from what we have seen in the past decade in the renewable energy sector. The investments would become more complex technically, and as a result of that, they would have larger capital requirements. We're going to see investments to the tune of maybe upwards of $50 to $100 million. Average Barbadians may not be able to participate in the corporate transactions that would facilitate the share or equity ownership in that. There's been some discussion on the government end of there possibly being some sort of carve-out for local participation. We're still to hear from the cabinet and the government whether that would formalize in an actual policy that would have some legal bite. But apart from this, what this co-op has sought to do is to position itself by being a potential market player that investors can either participate with in offering equity shares in some of the 300 million, 200 million plus energy projects, so that if the co-op gets a share, the members, the person with $200, $1,000, $5,000, or maybe $50,000, can invest in that vehicle, which is this co-op, and actually be part of the ownership structure of these large-scale investments. Apart from serving as an equity investor, this co-op would also engage with a technical team that will actually go out there and actively develop its own energy projects. So the co-op would actually have a structure where it would go and invest in projects using the same membership resources. So that market share in the emerging energy sector would be secured through two mechanisms for the time being: either partnering with other investors to have equity ownership in energy projects, or the co-op would have a technical team that would go out there and actually develop, construct, design, implement its own projects so that members can get the benefit. Why this is important? This is important because the energy sector, as we go into transitioning Barbados towards renewable energy, is one of the few opportunities for providing guaranteed rate of returns on investment. There are not a lot of things that you can go and get a guaranteed rate of return of upwards of maybe 8 to 10%. The energy sector offers that. The Fair Trading Commission has been consistently in most of its pronouncements on the renewable energy rider, the recent feed-in tariff that was announced in September last year. All of these investments secure investor guaranteed rate. It's a return of 10% on all renewable energy investments for periods of 20 years.
Aidan Rogers of the Barbados Renewable Energy Association, on Sagicor's Early Business.